Okay.
Around 10. Okay. So can you start by introducing yourself and explaining how you got involved with the Women Living Under Muslim Laws Network?
My name is Ziba Mir Hosseini. I'm an anthropologist by training, but I have been working on Islamic family law for the past 25 years. And I came to know about women living under Muslim law through looking at their website and also in seminars and conferences. So, and I thought the work that they're doing is great. And that was the beginning of a relationship.
Okay, so can you talk a bit about what being a feminist in a Muslim context means to you?
I think feminism in a Muslim context, first of all, it's a very difficult question. Feminism in a Muslim context. For me, feminism in a Muslim context is struggling for justice, and also standing up against discrimination. And every context has its own constraints or its own limitation. And in a Muslim context, sometimes law and the way that sacred texts are interpreted are used to constrain women. Therefore, I think it's very important to challenge those narrow interpretations and also make it possible for women to make dignified choices. So basically, if I want to say what feminism in a Muslim context means for me, is the ability to make dignified choices in life, and something that I feel that many Muslim women do not have that choice.
Okay, so can you speak a little bit about what prompted you to direct the documentary films Divorce, Iranian Style, and Runaway?
Divorce, Iranian Style is based on the research that I did in family courts in Iraq in 1998. And the research was really focused on what it really means to be married and divorced under Muslim law. And I looked into the strategies of women and how women use the law and how they come to the court system and how they relate to marriage. And what really came out from the research was that the very rights, the very elements of law that give men power in marriage can be turned around, and women can use them in order to demand for, first of all, in order to teach their husbands a lesson, and also to change and rewrite the terms of their marriage contract. And I also in 1980s did field research in Morocco, and my first book, Marriage on Trial, is a comparative study of family law in Iran and Morocco, focusing on women's strategies. Then in 1996, quite by accident, I met Kim Longinato, a documentary filmmaker. And she was keen at that time to make a film in Iran. And the reason that she was keen was to make a film in Iran was that she was very much puzzled by a kind of image, by the portray of Iran and Muslims on TV, and especially through documentaries made by foreigners. They showed Iran and Iranian as a bunch of fanatics. And at the same time, Iranian cinema was making its impact in Europe, which gave totally a different image of Iran as a country like any other country, a human side of it, and also a poetic country. And she wanted a poetic culture. She wanted to make a film, and we agreed to work together. And it took us a long time to get permission. She read my book and suggested that we should focus on family law and divorce cases. And I was very happy to do this. First, because I thought that making a film is one way of getting the message of my research across, that women in Iran and in societies are not really passive recipients of the legal system. They are challenging the laws, they are challenging the legal system, and they are negotiating with it. And also by doing this, they are constantly constantly chipping away at the authoritarian and patriarchal aspects of law. That was the main incentive for me to make the film. And also, as an anthropologist, I've always been interested on not focusing on the exotic, but focusing on the common elements in different cultures. Divorce and breakdown of family and the fate of the children are not unique to Muslim context, are not unique to Iran, and it happens in every society. But different cultures, different societies have different ways of dealing with it. And we also were keen to make a film that could reach a wider audience, and also a film which people could see it and suspend their judgment by focusing on women's emotions and how they dealt with it. And I think we were successful because women who were in the film, women whom we met in the court, were really keen to have their stories told. And in fact, they made the film for us. And the second film, Runaway, we filmed in end of 2000, November and December, and the film was out in 2001. And Runaway focuses on stories of young girls who run away from their homes because of abuse or dissatisfaction or problem in the family. And in a way, it is very much related to divorce Iranian style, in the sense that it focuses on women's stories and their strategies of coping with difficult and different situations. And what we really wanted to show through Runaway was that how women, especially the young generation of Iranian women, do not put up with the patriarchal rules and how they recognize rights for themselves and how they take action to change their situation. And many girls who were in our films, like many runaway girls, some of them succeed in changing their situation for better, but some of them end up in a worse situation. So basically, in both films, we wanted to have women speak for themselves, to have their voices heard and their stories told. Thank you.